Welcome to Inside the Crew on BTIHockey.com and the Win Column Sports Network. Excited to be back this week because no more preseason. It's regular season. We are less than 48 hours away at the time of me recording this podcast from the Sherwood Park Crusaders home opener Friday against the Lloydminster Bobcats. The roster is more or less set. The leadership group is more or less set. Everything, it's all systems go for the entire AJHL and the Sherwood Park Crusaders. I'm going to get to a bit of the roster and a look at the season ahead in a second. But first, I want to look back quickly at the preseason and a few good storylines in there. None bigger than Connor Hart, who, he just ripped it up in the preseason. The defenseman with an absolute bomb. We heard Kyle Chase talk about it last week, how there are not a lot of guys in the AJHL who shoot the puck the way that Connor Hart does, but he pounded home 6 goals in the preseason. No doubt he's going to be an everyday player for this team this year after watching him a few times. And he's a guy, when he's in the lineup, I want to see him get a ton of power play minutes. I'm looking at a scenario where it's maybe Michael Benning at the top of that kind of umbrella setup. And if you have Connor Hart on one side and Carter Savoy at the other, those are two absolutely lethal, just lethal shots. That Crusaders power play is going to be exciting this year. And Connor Hart in the preseason gave me a lot of hope that, you know what, maybe you drop him down to that second unit and you could build up two deadly power play units. A couple other names that caught my eye: Jared White, newcomer, did really good, a goal, 4 assists for a total of 5 points. Zafir Raji had 3 points, so did Matt Shatsky, another newcomer, and Jacob Franchak, who I'm excited to get a look at this year. The Edmonton product, 6'1", 175 pounds. One of those centermen where the tougher matchups he almost takes, the easier life gets. Arjun Atwal's line, whoever he happens to be playing with, is probably going to get a lot of the really tough matchups. But then you also got the youngster Ty Mueller down there. So if Franchak can kind of take some of those heavy minutes, or even Tanner Fincarrick, then life gets a little bit easier for a youngster like Ty Mueller, who can ease his way into the AJHL a little bit more. Going off on a bit of a tangent there. But I really liked what Zafir Raji did and Matt Shatsky. That blue line may be a point of concern after you lose a name like Jetty and after you lose someone like Michael Bentz, but some big performances from some of the new guys and a big step forward from a few young players as well. And all of a sudden, you're not too worried about that at all. As we head into the regular season, obviously, you know all the positives around this team. They went 44-14-2 last year. They won their division. They had the second best record in the league. They finished second in the league in goals. They had the second best power play, the third best penalty kill, fourth in goals against as well. Like, you couldn't poke holes in them last year. They were that good. My biggest concern this year, though, is every team knows what they are. Every team knows what Michael Benning is. Every team knows what Carter Savoy is. Every team knows what Arjun Atwal, Will Zapernick, go down the line. The Sherwood Park Crusaders aren't taking anyone by surprise anymore. The first, I would even argue, half of last season, it was kind of like, all right, are they legit? Saints are probably still the best team in the North. The Pontiacs are probably up there with them. And then, you know, can the Crusaders keep this up? And then they did keep it up. And then they made statements in the playoffs. And then they got better in the offseason. So no team, like, I don't think they're going to see as many backup goalies as they did last year. I don't think you're going to catch teams snoozing. Not that you ever really do in the AJHL, but there were nights where maybe someone looks past you for the first 10 minutes. The games against the Crusaders are circled on the schedule now. So seeing how they can adapt to being a top dog and being an elite team in the AJHL, that's certainly going to be interesting for me. They're going to need Carter Guylander to step up. He stepped up last year, but he played 22 games, and that's not a knock on Carter Guylander. He was great. There's a reason he got drafted. Matt Berlin was there. He was their rock. Carter Guylander could come in, and as a backup, that's a huge advantage when you have two elite-level goaltenders. So having Carter Guylander transition to being that 38-40 start guy, maybe even a little bit more, is going to be, or maybe a little bit less than that, I should say, is going to be step one between the pipes. But then there's also Jordan Frey. He's the second goalie on the roster. They acquired him from the SJHL over the offseason. He's got a little bit of that size. He's listed at 6'2", 180 pounds. Being completely honest, his numbers in the SJ don't particularly look great. Now the Crusaders have had a history of being able to snatch these guys up, but they're going to need him to be big. I don't think he'll be Carter Guylander good, if you want to phrase it like that. But they're going to need him to come in and give 20, 18, 16. They're going to need him to give him some solid starts, because last year that was a big difference as to why the Crusaders were first and not second and not third. It's because of how good their backup is. So not that there's, I don't know if pressure is the right way to put it. in terms of Jordan Fry, or expectations on Jordan Fry for this upcoming season, but he's more important. That backup goaltending slot is more important than a lot of people give credit for. So getting big performances out of Jordan is going to be crucial for this team. And they'll need some depth pieces to have breakout years. Last year was a guy like Will Zapernick. So this year, who's going to be that forward that steps up? It could very well be one of the young guys. It could be a more veteran guy like Brett Wiestrorster finding another gear. Jared White's a proven producer in this league. So they did kind of, Kyle Chase made some astute moves, in my opinion, to kind of shore things up. But still with that forward group, to have the success they did last year, at least in the regular season, they're going to need some of these depth pieces to step up in a big way. A lot of the young guys I'm excited to watch as well. I'm just excited in general for Friday to finally be back in a rink and watching a little bit of hockey and seeing how this team reacts, because it's a big year. That championship window, not that it ever necessarily closes when you're a program like the Sherwood Park Crusaders, but you could argue that it's never been bigger than this, certainly not in the last handful of years as well. And when you consider how many of their key players are graduating this year or likely going to college at the end of the season, this is it, man. This is crunch time. So the one of the biggest years, if not the biggest years, in biggest year in franchise history starts now for the Sherwood Park Crusaders. We're going to get to our big guest. I forgot to tee him up. It's Arjun Atwal, who is no longer just Crusaders forward. He is the captain of the Sherwood Park Crusaders. Their leadership group is as follows. It's Arjun Atwal as the C, Will Zapernick, Carter Savoy, Jacob Franchak, Michael Benning, and Jared White will be wearing the A's. Not a ton of surprises on that list at all. Maybe newcomer Jared White is one, but that's kind of the core when you looked at the roster on paper that you kind of identified as that leadership core, and a handful of returning players in there as well. But let's get to the big one there. The captain, Arjun Atwal, in his fourth year with the Sherwood Park Crusaders program. And Arjun, welcome into Inside the Crew on BTIHockey.com and the Win Column Sports Network. Like I just said, no longer just a Crusaders forward. You are now the captain of the Sherwood Park Crusaders. What does that mean for you to kind of wear that C and have that letter on your chest for the upcoming season?
Oh, very excited. Whenever you get an opportunity to wear the C, it always means a little something special. So I'm incredibly honored and looking to get going here.
Is that the leadership side of things? Is that something you take a conscious effort in doing, or do you kind of find that it's just kind of a natural thing for you to want to step up? Like, I remember during that intra-squad game, you were the guy in the room with the board. Is that something you pride yourself on?
Oh, absolutely. I like showing the young guys how we do things and how things run, and that's something I take pride in, and I think it's really important. So I absolutely enjoy doing that.
It's your fourth season here with the team. Do you feel that coming into this year, you just feel maybe a little bit more comfortable when it's the familiar surroundings, you kind of know everyone and all that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really easy. It's nice starting here, getting comfortable and easing my way through training camp and starting the season here. So it'll be a good season, and I'm excited to get started here on Friday.
We talked about this a couple weeks ago, but it's now your fourth season with the team. But correct me if I'm wrong, this is the first time you've been here since training camp. How much do you think that'll benefit you early in the year?
Oh, absolutely. It's always nice going through training camp with your line mates and gaining that chemistry and knowledge of where you're going to be at times and getting that timing, right? So that I think that'll be huge for us, and I'm looking forward to it.
As a veteran guy, you mentioned, you know, it's nice to go through the preseason with your line mates, get all that timing down. But as someone who's been in the league before, is there also that part of you that's just like, man, let's get this preseason over with. I want the games to count.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's always tough going through preseason being an older guy, but I know we need it, and it's very important for everybody to get things down and the little things for us to correct throughout the preseason. So it's an important process, but like you said, it's not always the funnest, but I know we need it.
Looking at your numbers and your time in the league, like, they speak for themselves. You've been pretty much a point-per-game guy since you started in the AJ. When you ended last season, like I said, this summer you kind of knew you'd be coming back to Sherwood Park. What were some things within your game that you were trying to improve on over the summer?
Oh, just obviously a little bit of everything, but the main things I focused on were speed and just little things are in the ozone, like quick shooting, hands in tight, you know, little skill things that you can always improve at. over the summer, I do a lot of skating, edge work, things like that, that you can always improve on, just to get that extra half a second or that half a step on the opposing team and try to create offense.
How much does just being in the league for a while and knowing how the game is kind of played, how much of a benefit is that to you? And, you know, maybe it's something as well, like if there's a stretch of three or four games where maybe things aren't going too well, you kind of have all that experience to bank on.
Oh, absolutely. It's huge. You always know what to expect and there's no surprises really. So you can help others. And when you're going through some tough times, you just tell yourself, stay strong mentally and you'll get through it, because it's a long season and you're not going to play every game perfectly and you're not always going to get the bounces you want. So you just got to grind it out and keep working at it and eventually things will go your way.
You mentioned getting set with your line mates in preseason. Who have you been kind of paired up with early on?
It was tough because we had a few guys in Russia, yeah. But my line will be pretty much the same as last year, I believe. So Zaps and Savvy will probably be my line mates. So I got good chemistry with them. We played the last preseason game together because they were back in lineup, so that was nice. And I believe we'll be just fine once the season gets going.
Last year, your team as a whole you guys did make a massive step forward. You kind of surprised some people. And I mean, there have been times in the Crusaders' history where when a team comes into the Edmonton area for a doubleheader or a 3-4 nights, it's kind of like, all right, we're going with the backup against Sherwood Park because we know Spruce Grove's right around the corner. Now it's a little bit different. Teams know you guys are legit. Guys like yourself, William Zapernick, Carter Savoy, you guys aren't going to surprise anyone anymore. Do you feel like this year it might be a bit of a tougher task because teams are going to play you hard? You're not catching anyone off guard anymore.
Oh, absolutely. And it may have been the first 10, 15 games of last year we caught people off guard, but after that it was tough. Assignments were tough. People were coming in playing their absolute A game. We had a target on our back, but we like that. That helps us excel. We like the challenge, and I don't think it'll be any tougher this year than it was the last, but obviously we have a big goal this year, so we want to keep pushing forward and getting better ourselves each day. That's all we got to worry about.
Keep continuing to build on that positive momentum from last year. Obviously, that's goal number one. You lost a few players over the offseason. I'm looking at guys like Jetty and Berlin, but there's also been a lot of fresh faces in camp this year. Has there been one guy who maybe you weren't too familiar with, or maybe who was on the team last year who took a giant step forward this year in camp? Has there been one or two names you kind of looked at and went, man, they're going to be good this year?
Well, yeah, it's always tough losing guys, but there's always new guys coming in and looking to make an impact. And a few guys have popped out, actually. As you can tell, Connor Hart's been outstanding throughout the preseason. So I'm really looking forward to his season and seeing how he does. A few of the younger guys like Meggs and Mueller, even Vinny Scott, have been really, really good, really mature and strong players for their ages. So I'm excited to see what they can bring to the team this year.
For someone who is attending their first Crusaders game on Friday, haven't seen you guys in the preseason, haven't seen you guys in years past, how would you describe the group? How would you describe the way you guys are going to play in your mindset every night?
Oh, just an extremely quick, up-tempo team that provides lots of scoring and is just really good all around. We just like to play an exciting style of game and keep things going forward, and not kind of a run and gun thing, but we move forward and we have our structure defensively. So just an exciting team to watch and good things to come if you're coming this Friday.
Last year, you once again set a career high in terms of the AJHL with your point production. Are you the type of guy who sits down at the beginning of the year and is like, all right, I want to get 35 goals, I want to get 40 assists? Like, do you set those goals, or is it just a matter of you go out there and do your best, whatever happens, happens?
Yeah, I'm always a guy who sets goals, but it's not too specific to the number, like I want 30 goals or this and that. But obviously you want to improve every year and you want to increase your totals in whichever way. So I want to get better in all areas, and I've set my goals this year. So I kind of just take it day by day and week by week rather than looking at such a far month type of thing. So absolutely you look into those things, but you don't want to look too far ahead.
Congratulations on the captaincy, and I look forward to seeing you guys on the ice on Friday. Thanks for your time, Arjun.
Awesome. Thank you.
There you go. That's Crusaders captain, Arjun Atwal. It was great to get a chance to chat with him with that announcement. He mentioned before we started our interview that he was kind of told a few days ago that it was going to happen, and they were just waiting to announce it to the whole team. But their leadership core, for those who maybe have not seen it yet, Arjun Atwal will wear the C, like we talked about. William Zapernick, Jacob Franchak will be the 19-year-olds who are wearing A's. Jared White, 20-year-old, he'll also have an A. The newcomer has impressed a lot of people at camp. He impressed a lot of people through the organization before he was even a Crusader, so that's not a surprise. And the two youngsters, Carter Savoy and Michael Benning, are also going to have A's. So just based on the fact that there's five assistants on this team, that would lead you, obviously, they're going to have some sort of rotation going. So that is your leadership core for the Crusaders. He mentioned how some of the young guys are expected, or how he's really liking some of the young guys, and I did too. Nicholas Magus really caught my eye in the intra-squad game, the 17-year-old from Leduc. Caden Bryant, I'm excited to see him as well. He's 18, where, you know, young isn't the way to describe him in terms of the AJHL, but he's inexperienced. He hasn't played in the AJ before. So someone like Caden Bryant, 6'2", he's got that size, and that's always something that you view as an asset in the AJHL. Like I touched on with Arjun, and like you heard, the big opener goes on Friday night as the Crusaders are set to take on the Lloydminster Bobcats. 7 o'clock at the Sherwood Park Arena. Hope to see you there. After that, they'll head to Lloyd on Saturday. They wrap up the home and home. It was a historic season last year for the Sherwood Park Crusaders. And when you look at the regular season, like I touched on earlier, not a lot of places to go but up. But when you kind of step back, and I mean, maybe this is the year that they finally get to a final. Maybe this is the year that someone, and maybe it's the Crusaders, can dethrone the Brooks Bandits as that perennial powerhouse. We've seen the Saints and Bandits in the finals for a long time. So for the health of the league, and certainly for the Crusaders' sake, here's to hoping that this year that trend gets bucked a little bit. Tomorrow, I will have an AJHL or a Sherwood Park Crusaders written preview up on btihockey.com. And then this Saturday on Inside the AJHL, got a couple of great guests lined up for you. You can listen to it live 9 to 10 on TSN 1260. And of course, the podcast form will go up online as well. I want to thank you for tuning in. A good luck to the Sherwood Park Crusaders and all the teams in the AJHL as they begin their seasons on Saturday. Going to be a hell of a year, and I'm excited to have you along as BTI and Inside the AJHL on TSN 1260 covers it all. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Tyler Rumchek. You've been listening to Inside the Crew, and I will talk to you next week.